in order for us to achieve our mission, again, obviously it involves selling our products in every country where meat is consumed, and just competing in that marketplace. So that's been part of our, of course, has been our strategy from year one. And we're steadily getting into new markets. Everywhere we've launched, we've been successful. The barrier to entering the UK and the EU is that we have a new ingredient that actually is the magic ingredient in our products. We discovered basically what the secret that makes meat flavor completely unlike anything from the plant world. It's a molecule called heme, or proteins containing heme. It's what makes meat red. It's what heme is what carries oxygen in your blood, makes your blood red and so forth, your lips pink. And it's found in every living cell on earth, plant or animal. And just an amazing molecule. It's responsible for what makes meat red, as I said, but more importantly, it is the chemical catalyst in animal muscle tissue that converts the simple, ubiquitous molecules in cells, amino acids, sugars, fats, vitamins, stuff like that, through chemistry and cooking, into this explosion of flavor and aroma that only happens when you cook meat. If you cook broccoli, it gets warmer and mushier. If you cook meat, you trigger this chemical explosion, basically. It's all catalyzed by heme. So we had to figure out a way to produce heme at scale as an ingredient. We do that by fermentation. And although it's found in it's found in spinach as well as meat. You're consuming heme proteins all the time. No one has ever used it as an ingredient to make food. And when you do that, you need food safety authorities to review that. So they've done that in the U.S., the FDA, in Canada, FDA, Hong Kong, Singapore, UAE. Now Australia and New Zealand have approved it. And as soon as we get that clearance, which we will everywhere in the world because it's abundantly clear this is totally safe, we launch. So we got the clearance five months ago in Australia and New Zealand, and yesterday we launched commercially there, and I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. Those are huge meat-eating countries, so exactly the place where we want to be.
So I can infer, perhaps, that Europe is down.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We've already started the application process for the EU. We expect to be done within maybe a year or a year and a half.